Okay, so we are continuing in the Peleuites. We're on Oisbeis, Beis HaKnesses, and we're on the bottom of page 227. So now we're going to talk about the actually before we start, the learning today Shvi'as Chosi L'Nishmas Adir Chaver, Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. For all those who need a Refu Shleima, including Chaim Yeshua ben Malka, Chaim Doi ben Menorachol, Chanaliah Bashein de Rachel, and Abedati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in a Makom Sakon in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Rosteka. Our learning should continue to be a schus as it was yesterday in the discovery of the Niftarim, the Kedoshim, Hashem Yinkam Damam, and it should continue to be a schus for the rescue and the return of all of the hostages. So at the bottom of page 227, he's talking now about the proper way, the proper, not kalas reish, just the opposite, kavod reish, to have when you enter a base medrash, so a base of knesses. It says like this: Kaidim sheikandis a base of knesses. Before you enter shul, zorech lito rishus ba amira pasuk vani baroy chasuk. You should ask permission from Hashem by saying the pasuk that through chesed I enter your house. Like kamei rabim shen yaidim vayim meisa achar knisa. Don't act like people who don't have any understanding and say it after they enter. Right, the Matoivu, basically the Tefillah of Matoivu, which ends Vanibra Chaschavav Veisacha, you should say that pasuk with an understanding, with kavana, before you enter. Eli Yishal a Pesach should pause for a moment. Like you're terrified. So really, we should put this pasuk up right outside the door on the other side of the Alamichya sign that Avrami has up. On the other side, we should put Vanibra Chaschav because people should have that in mind. Maybe I'll talk to the Rav and we'll put up that pasuk because that's really the thought that a person should have before entering. This pasuk has to come before the Berchus HaTorah. No, just the opposite. You have to say Berchus HaTorah before saying this pasuk. He says, if you don't say Berchus HaTorah, then you can't say this. So now I understand those people that put Berchus HaTorah before Matayvu. Because L'chayre, he's saying here that you have to reverse the order. You have to say Berchus HaTorah first. If you didn't, then you, after you say this pasuk, you say, you should say, I, in a Lashon Yechidus. So, What's he changing here? So the way we have the pasuk in Matayvu is the way he's saying not to do it, but rather that way should come after Berchus HaTorah. Okay, I guess it's a conversation we should have with the Rav to figure out the proper order of doing this. He says, Matayvu manoim sheyisaknu tevel aniyeh o'ir. How pleasant it is if the kehila sets up a collection box for the aniyeh o'ir, meaning he's talking now about the idea of giving tzedakah before yidavim. Yasimu aisa b'knisas Pesach Beis HaKnesses v'yikvu char b'daltai. Put it in front of the entrance of the shul so that it sort of drills a hole in a person's eyelid, meaning that as soon as you enter shul, you should see it. Kedei shekol ha'nichnas Beis HaKnesses, so that anyone who enters the shul before entering yakdim liten sham pruta l'tzedakah. Ha'asher l'yabev adal l'yamet mi pruta b'chol pam. So those tzedakas, the things on the wall that you have, especially in the Hasidic shtibels, they always have a Rabbi Ziegler has it, Boston has it. Right when you walk in, right by the front door, there's a little tzedakah box there, or Rabbi Ziegler has the swipe, the electronic swipe. He says that's the idea, is that before you daven, you should give a little tzedakah. And he says a person shouldn't give more or less than giving a small amount. In other words, everyone should give a similar amount. Yoimar, ani betzedek echzer panecha. And as you hand in the money, you should say, ani betzedek, through tzedakah echzer panecha, I am going to look at your face. Zedav regadol amayel harbe, this is a very important custom. And he's quoting from the Gemara in Baba Basra, where that we did already in Daf Yud Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about that this was the custom of Reb Elazar. Va'ani nahakti lemer say dezeh, now specifically talking about himself. So Reb Eliezer Pape says, that I myself have this minute to donate to tzedakah and say this pasuk whenever I enter shul v'lepa'amim, and sometimes ani moisif b'dvarim, I even add some words l'fitzayrich shah, according to the need at that time. I call tzar shalei tavai, for instance, regarding some calamity that I fear. Yishma chacham yosef lekach, a wise person should do similar. So if he wakes up in the morning and he has a very bad dream that's upsetting him, or he hears about a matziv somewhere in the world, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, maybe a chayla, he adds something to that tefillah that he says right when he gives tzedakah. That basically the tefillah is that Hashem, I should daven now with kavana and have in mind towards this. Help me, Hashem, stay focused in my davening. Help me, Hashem, have kavana to daven for this thing. And he says it's good to say the following tefillah that I came to shul here to be miyached the name of Hashem. In the morning you say with the right arm of Erev, and in the night you say bedroya smala with the left arm. So meaning by day, the reference by day is the right, and the reference by night is the left. Again, this is all Kabbalistic. I stand ready to give tzedakah to please Hashem, to elevate the Shechina, as a kapara for my sins, the sins of my fathers, to elevate their neshamas, to elevate the neshama of Rav Meir Balanes, so that the schus of Rav Meir, who performed miracles, should stand for us, that schus will enable us to serve Hashem properly, a service that's complete, for a lengthy period of time. Now he's quoting from the Pasuk in Tehillim that says that no evil should befall us, a plague should not come in our tents. He says, in the merit of Reb Meir Balanes, the children should be kadosh, should be chashuv, should be have midas shleimais, have understanding. God of Reb Meir, answer me. I'm gonna look at your face through tzedakah. When I wake up, I'm gonna be satisfied with the image. Again, all these are quotations of Pesukim from Tehillim. A quote of the Pasuk from Parshas Vayetzeh. You can't say these Pesukim at the entrance way unless you get there early when no one is there. But if there are people inside and outside of Shul that see you doing this, it's going to look like you're a Bagaib, and I would tell you that that definitely applies today. If you're going to sit there by the entrance of Shul and you're going to start standing in the doorway and saying these psukim to yourself, but clearly everyone notices it, it looks like Mechzi Kiyara. So you do it, either you come early and no one's around and you do it. So maybe you come 7:31, 7:32, and you do it then when no one's there. Or conversely, you do it quietly without stopping at the doorway. Do it by your seat or do it outside. He says here, do it at home. Do it on your way to shul if the street is clean. Call upon him at the very least. He says at the very least, you should be saying this pasuk. Okay, we will stop here and then continue tomorrow. But I am going to reach out to the Rav and just send him a voice note to ask him to look this up and tell us nowadays what the proper order is. Should we be in the Art Scroll Siddur? Matayvu comes before Birchas HaTorah. I want to ask the Rav if the Rav would tell us to reverse that order and do Birchas HaTorah first, in order that we should have in mind the bracha, or rather the tefillah of Ani Barayv Chasdecha, should come after Birchas HaTorah, and if that all should be said at home, or if it's okay to say it all once you're already in shul. So I will, Mr. Shem, let you know what the Rav responds. Have a great day, everyone.